You with humor and you're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI describing what happened on Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on Sunday as another assassination attempt. Under arrest, Ryan Routh, who is believed to have been waiting for Trump with a long gun on the course.
Sources tell ABC News that law enforcement's concerned that the gunman may have done surveillance and had some information about the former president's movements. Sources familiar with the matter say Mr. Trump's decision to leave Mar-a-Lago and golf caught some of his top advisors off guard. Sources familiar with his internal calendar say that the trip to the golf course was a last-minute decision.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing union workers still walking the picket line. A federal mediator is set to step in as of tomorrow. It could be a busy weather day for some in the south. A tropical system spreading heavy rain and gusty winds through the Carolinas and southern Virginia today. Shogun Baby Reindeer and Bear and Hacks all picking up Emmys last night. Shogun receiving 18 statues, the most by any show ever. This is ABC News. Chaos at a New York subway station. Two officers confronting a fare beater in Brooklyn on Sunday. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Mattery.
The officers are asking him to stop. The male is refusing to stop. At a certain point on the platform, the male, he mutters the words, "You know, I'm going to kill you if you don't stop following me."
Now, the confrontation moving inside one of the subway cars. The officer saying they shot the man after a taser didn't work. Two bystanders were also hit, including a man who is currently in critical condition, shot in the head. An officer also shot is in stable condition. Flooding in Central and Eastern Europe blamed for at least 8 deaths. Towns in Poland under 5 feet of water. A stalled storm system dropping 3 months' worth of rain over 3 days in some areas. An original member of the Jackson 5 has died. His sons announcing Tito Jackson has passed away in an apparent heart attack. Tito Jackson was 70. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing 3-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The 3-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra-inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
Right now, it's 58.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we debut a new daily segment coming your way every day at 11:50 called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. This is the I Hate Taylor Swift edition of the John and Gordy Family Show, and a good morning to you.
The I Hate Taylor Swift edition?
Yeah.
Really? You do? You do?
Oh, no.
You don't like her?
No, it's I'm
my mom hates her.
Are you speaking?
Well, she
I'm
hates
fine
her,
with Taylor Swift.
My mom hates her music, at least.
Okay,
but we're documenting Trump's latest post. So,
all right. Well, we'll get into that. It's 7 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. It's looking fairly clear out there this morning. What do you want to do? You want to do weather roulette wheel? You want to do the one-armed bandit? Or should we ask the computer, what's the weather going to be like in Madison, Wisconsin? What do you think? Computer. Oh, computer. What's the weather going to be like in Madison, Wisconsin?
I want to hear.
The weather is 56 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies. Today, you can expect partly sunny weather, with a high of 89 degrees and a low of 56 degrees.
Okay.
That's
89.
Great. Wow.
56? Really? Okay.
Well,
Double check that.
Really?
You don't believe the computer?
I don't believe the computer.
It seems like it's a little warmer out there, doesn't it?
Madison weather. This one says it's 65. So, what do you want to believe?
It sounds like.
Well, that was the high, right, that the computer gave us?
Well, it gave us a high of 89 degrees, but it says it's 56 degrees right now.
Yeah. I don't know. It has been pretty hot the last day or two.
Well, I'm not arguing the hot temperature. I'm arguing the current temperature.
Oh, got it.
65.
Well, my watch says 64.
Okay. I think the computer's been drinking
in another time zone. Maybe. Well, we got to rely on computer here on the show, and,
Well, let's ask it again. Maybe it misunderstood.
Yeah,
that
must be it.
Computer, Madison weather.
She's not on right now.
What is wrong?
Now she's angry.
Computer, what is the forecast for Madison, Wisconsin?
The current weather is 56 degrees Fahrenheit
not.
With clear skies.
You're lying, computer.
Today's forecast has
Shut
partly
up.
Sunny weather.
Be quiet.
With a high of 89 degrees. And
computer,
a
be quiet. Lord, why do we have this?
Why?
Accuracy is important in the weather world, you
it
know?
It is. It's not something she
It's
can
important,
out
but
on,
it's something that they never achieve.
Ah, okay.
Well, that's typical right. of weather forecasts anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. All right. So it's going to be hot again today. 89 is the high.
It just feels really warm.
Sure it does.
What about the humidity and all that kind of stuff? Is it?
Computer, what's the humidity in Madison, Wisconsin?
Currently, The humidity is
99%. 99%? It's not that humid out, is it?
that's full rain.
99%?
This is monsoon weather. Little,
what does your watch say,
my watch,
Dick Tracy?
My watch has...
humidity?
Yeah, it has the humidity at the bottom part here.
Okay.
Humidity 78%.
Yeah, see
dew point 57.
Right.
And UV... Of course, it's very low. And visibility 9 miles, just in case you were located at the top of some skyscraper.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll have to see.
We don't have any skyscrapers here.
You can update the computer after the show and make sure it's working, because it seems a little off this morning. But it's Monday. You know, it's Monday morning. A lot of stuff going on over the weekend. Packers won. You know, that was a good thing over the Indianapolis Colts, yeah. And the Badgers lost big time against Alabama.
Yeah.
Now, did you go to that game, Sam, or were you?
No, I didn't. I watched most of it.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny and kind of weird that there was quite a few Alabama fans here in Madison over the weekend.
Yes.
And I didn't see any physical fights break out, but I heard some mean-spirited words being slung back and forth on the street between Alabama and Wisconsin fans.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of funny to watch, actually.
Wow. Well, you know, Alabama.
It is.
They're big and strong and, you know.
It's fun watching near violence happen.
Yeah, it is.
I have to say, though, I was on campus.
Yeah?
And I've got a case for the Census Bureau.
Oh.
Interfraternity.
Fraternity?
Yeah.
What does the Census Bureau care about fraternities?
Well, they do have a census survey for fraternities, sororities. They're called group quarters is what they're under the umbrella of group quarters.
Okay.
And it's not a survey I'm supposed to do or even have anything to do with, and I'm so happy about that. But I have to document that it is a fraternity. I have to get somebody's word on it and a phone number. Anyway, I'm in this fraternity. And I've never walked inside a fraternity. I don't know anything about them. And I'm walking in there, and it is just like beer cans everywhere.
Did you see any bongs?
No, I didn't see any of that. But I mean, every different size, every different flavor, everything you can imagine that's in a can was beer. There.
Were they stacked in a pyramid, or were they just kind of crushed and strewn about?
No, they weren't even crushed. They were just on top of everything. They had, stairways down, and beer cans were all the way down the stairs, on tables, on the floor.
So it was
box packing was all over the floor.
So kind of messy.
I was stunned. See, I walked in there originally thinking it's an apartment. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is the worst looking place. Wow. Yeah. Don't they have maintenance here at this apartment complex?
Wow.
And no, it actually is just this is what they do in fraternities. I guess this is how they live.
So you had to count up the people?
No, I just found somebody there. Actually, I was walking around and some guy walked in and he says, can I help you? They really don't like seeing strangers wandering around their fraternities.
Right.
And I was very happy to have him ask.
Excellent.
So
cool.
It turned out, but I just, stepping into a fraternity is something else.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it all worked out okay.
It did.
For you.
I left healthy. I didn't catch anything, as far as I know.
Yeah, as far as you know, it's early yet. Let's get to the National Day Calendar. Why not? What is today? The 16th of September. It's almost halfway through the month. In fact, it is more than halfway through the month now. Is it or is it not National Guacamole Day? Is it National Working Parents Day?
Mm-hmm.
How about National Step Family Day?
Wow.
National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day, National Constitution Day, National Play-Doh Day, or Mayflower Day. Which one of those days does not belong, John?
It's not National Play-Doh Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Play-Doh Day. Play-Doh, today. It's a day. Sam?
It's not Constitution Day, I don't think.
You're correct.
All
it is
right.
not. Why would we celebrate the Constitution? Nobody pays any attention
to it anymore.
Yeah,
we're going to throw it out after the election anyway, right?
It's outdated. Yeah.
I've got a song
Get
for
rid
you
of
guys.
It. Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
What?
Do you remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Schoolhouse Rock version-ish thing. It's animated, and we can't see that on this particular radio program. Okay. But we're going to play the song itself. It's a 4.5-minute song, and this song is not about the Constitution. It's not about the bill. It is, this time, about Project 2025.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw a little bit of this. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Check it out. It's great
stuff. We're going to play it now?
Do you have it?
Is it 112?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey there. Who are you?
Oh, just the most important document in our country's history.
You mean the Constitution?
Nope.
The Declaration of Independence?
Yes, again.
The Federalist Papers?
The Federalist... What? No. Even more important than whatever you just said. Now sit right here and I'll tell you all about me. I'm just a little paper for the ages, a way to set the government straight. A short 887 pages on how to make America great again by forcing through the president's agenda, removing all of those who disagree, replacing with our loyal party members, and reclaim our great country in some. Give power to the president to authorize the government to legislate morality and wrestle back normality from Marxist ideologies that infiltrate our policies like gender, race, or anything woke. We're gonna abolish the Department of Education, turn the swearing-in into a coronation. America's great salvation will arrive with Project 2025.
There it is. I just wanted to go through the first verse. This is 4.5 minutes long. Yeah. And we're going to play the full version later on in the program.
Good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Okay.
And the animation is fantastic.
I know.
I mean, they really did some research on this. This is really good production.
Somebody worked on it.
Yeah.
Long time. It's good. Okay. National Guacamole Day. Let's salute guacamole. Avocados shine as a star of this dip. A little lime juice, tomatoes, onions. Yes. Uh-huh. Seasoning, guacamole.
You know, get rid of the onions.
Really?
Yeah. Get rid of the garlic.
You don't like the spicy?
Yeah, why do you need that stuff? Okay. You know what the best thing to do with guacamole, especially, when you have the ripe avocados and you get it all, you scoop it out, you have it all mashed in your plate, in a bowl.
Yeah.
So what do is you add a little lemon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you add, and this is the best part.
Yeah?
Cumin.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yes.
Like it.
That's the secret ingredient, and it tastes fantastic. You don't need onions and garlic and all. I mean, that is such a standard, boring spice that they add to just about every damn thing on the store shelves. I am so tired of it. It's in popcorn. They have some kind of, flavored popcorn. Oh, this is jalapeno-flavored popcorn. Now, I love jalapeno. I love the flavor of jalapenos. Instead, it's not only just jalapeno. It's onions and garlic. Yeah. No. Get that stuff out of the snack.
I couldn't agree more.
Right.
Doesn't have to be that crazy spicy stuff.
It doesn't.
No. Okay.
So give it the exact flavor that you're saying in the package.
Yes.
Stop adding onions and garlic to everything.
It's National Working Parents Day. Honoring the working parents that pay tribute to, work outside the home to provide for their families. 61% of families, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 61% of families with children have both parents working outside the home now.
That's a small percentage.
Yeah, that number increases to nearly 65% for families where the youngest child is at least 6 years old. You know, they're going to school then.
Yeah, so they can go to work.
All right, we're just getting going on the National Day calendar and a whole lot more. It's 18 minutes past the hour and either 56 degrees or 65 degrees. Computer can't make up its mind. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The place where the action is, WMDX 92.7, the John and Gordy I Hate Taylor Swift edition of The Family Show. And I'm speaking for Trump on that one. Okay. That is not us.
Okay. Is he's declared he hates her.
Yes. Right? That's the big story for today.
All right. We'll get to that. Let's finish off the National Day calendar. We'll whip through this here.
All right.
National Step Family Day,
mm-hmm.
saluting all the step families out there, the blended families. National Play-Doh Day. Play-Doh's been around a long time.
Boy, it tastes good.
It's excellent, yeah. With a little gravy.
Kind of salty, but you know, it's okay.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Grilled and
fried. I enjoyed it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I never tried it fried.
Yeah.
Maybe blackened. That would work.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Thank you.
Play-Doh inventor Joe McVicker. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Sold it initially as a wallpaper cleaner.
What?
Play-Doh was a wallpaper cleaner. But when his father died in 1949, his mother promptly hired him and his brother-in-law to help with the family business, which was a product company. And right about that time, oil furnaces began replacing coal furnaces. It wasn't long before the wallpaper cleaner sales dwindled. Those wallpapers were just fine without cleaning them. So they were trying to figure out what to do with the Play-Doh, or what was to become the Play-Doh. In 1955, McVicker began testing the cleaner as a modeling clay in classrooms and daycares for students.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Seeing that the product worked, he named it Play-Doh, and he went into business with his uncle under the name Rainbow Crafts Company. A year later, to protect their new product, McVicker filed for a patent in 1958. However, the patent wasn't approved until 1965.
Yikes.
Yeah. By then, General Mills purchased the company, and then, you know, then they went big time with Play-Doh.
Man.
John, did you play with Play-Doh when you were in art school?
Not art school. No. No, we didn't have it at the Layton Art School.
Play-Doh is still very, very popular. They've done all kinds of things with it.
It is one of the great playthings. It is.
It's National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Anybody like raisin
Actually,
bread?
Actually, it's one of my favorite breads. Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah. Cinnamon raisin bread?
I got a little recipe for you here.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah, ready. Go
All right. Yeah. I toast the raisin cinnamon bread.
Okay.
And then I put peanut butter on it.
Okay.
And there's nothing better than the combination of raisin, cinnamon, and peanut butter ever. Okay. It is heaven in my mouth.
We'll have to have a taste test. That sounds intriguing to me. It's Mayflower Day. Commemorating the day that the ship set sail from Plymouth, England in 1620. I think I told you the story. They had 102 people on board. These columnists, colonists, men, women, children, some seeking fortune, some seeking religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They were later known as the Pilgrims.
Yes.
Hey, Pilgrim. Yeah.
And then they...
They were 66 days at sea. Oh, boy. 66 days, a little flimsy boat. Storms and winds blew them off course. They didn't know where they were going anyway. They got to Cape Cod.
Sounds like a Gilligan Island theme.
It does. It does. Yeah, they went to Plymouth. There was a Plymouth Rock there. It's still there. I went there a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was all defaced and people put graffiti all over it. It's just, it's awful. It's awful. And they have it in a fenced-in area, but that doesn't stop the kids, you know?
Do they have to clean it? I, like, spray
I suppose they should, yeah.
Spray it from time to time.
From time to time, but it doesn't matter. They keep,
So the graffiti. Pilgrims decided that no one else could have a religion except for them.
Yeah, I guess so.
That religious freedom thing.
Right. Anything on the history books?
We got a couple of things here.
All right. Kind of a weak day in the National Day calendar.
This is a little bit. I'm sorry to let you down, but it's a little bit of a weak day in the history books, too, at least that I could find.
Okay.
But today, in 1908, William Durant establishes GM, General Motors, one of the big three automakers.
William Durant. Okay.
Yeah. Why, do you know that name?
No. Well, no. Only know Jimmy Durant, the famous
Durant.
Hey. I can't think of his catchphrase, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let's see what else. Oh, photocopiers. The photocopier was demonstrated by Xerox today in 1959 for the first time.
That's a big moment. That's a big one.
That must have been quite a demonstration.
Yeah? I mean, going up to the copy machine for the first time?
Yeah. What is this thing? Watch this.
A photocopier 59. What was the other one with the
Xerox?
Xerox machines.
Yeah, that is this. Oh, Xerox demonstrated
With the ink sheets that you have to have in the device.
I don't know what you're. Oh, are you talking about like a mimeograph or something?
Is it a mimeograph?
Yeah,
machine, right.
Yeah,
with the ink sheets.
That's an older technology.
All right. Yeah, I know. I told you once that I licked all ink off of one of those sheets.
Because it smelled good, right? Off the press,
they smell so good. And I actually had the sheet of ink that they used for those copies they used to pass out in the classroom, you know, like in first and second grade for me anyway.
Sure.
And I thought, oh, man, this is heaven. And I was starting to lick it off. I can't imagine what my face looked like.
Covered in purple.
Did you get sick?
But the nurse was kind of shocked.
Really?
I'm hoping there wasn't a whole lot of lead in it.
Did you get ill?
No, actually, no.
Tasted good?
Means you should do more of it, right?
I enjoyed it. Man. Yeah, it was okay, but you know, I know that they were freaked out. And they probably never told my parents.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy.
Never leave a kid alone in the nurse's room.
Right. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Did either of you two watch much Frasier back in the day?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah. That debuted today in 1993.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was. Yeah. He was a radio host in Seattle.
It was.
It was good.
Is that...
That's the theme song.
Kelsey
Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, that's right.
They tried to bring it back. I think it is. They brought the series back.
They did bring it back. I wonder where it is. Yeah. What happened to that?
I don't know where they. It's on.
Lost on some streaming.
Channel
exactly.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Is that it for the history or birthdays?
We got a couple birthdays. Okay. James Cash Penny, aka J.C. Penny, was born today in 1875.
Middle name was Cash.
I don't see too many J.C. Pennies anymore.
No.
They have one at West, huh?
Do they?
They do, yeah.
Actually, I got to give you a little tip here. They have incredible sales at JCPenney.
Yeah.
So you can go online. Okay. They've always got a great sale.
We should get them to advertise on the show.
We should. I go there. They've got great shirts, closeouts, and jeans. They have their own style of jeans, and they're really, really durable and great, stretchy.
Good
jeans.
Stuff. I worked at a JCPenney one summer in Richland Center, of all places.
And you really enjoyed it, didn't
you?
Oh,
I loved it. Yeah, we were selling leisure suits back then. It was great. They had a truckload sale of leisure suits. There's still people in Richland Center walking around with those suits.
Still thanking you. Still thanking you for selling them that suit.
Yeah.
Wow.
All kinds of weird pastel colors and, you know, matching polyester shirts. Oh, my God.
That's awful. What a horrible memory.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to forget it right now. Okay, it's 29 minutes past the hour, and the John and Gordy Show is going to roll on. Guess what? We've got another contest that's going to start up in about a half hour. It's the Green and Gold Contest.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you more about it as we get closer to that time. We'll be coming right back with, what do we got next? Oh, it's Idiocracy.
Yes
on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX, Madison.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Corn silage harvest is already underway across a lot of the state of Wisconsin, with more field activity to come. But all those passes across that field can definitely add soil compaction. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Tire inflation can play a big role in reducing soil compaction. Details on that next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Austin Fisher is a field engineer with Firestone Ag Tires, and he says with the harvest underway, trying to minimize soil compaction is key, and controlling the volume of air in your tires can really help.
The name of the game for reducing soil compaction via tires is to maximize your total footprint area. A larger footprint spreads the weight of the machine over a larger area, which, you know, with pressure being force over area, when you increase the area, you're reducing that pressure that you're exerting per square inch on the soil. When you run your tires in an overinflated state, you're shrinking that footprint. Running too little air in the tires on the foot side, although it gets you a larger footprint, it can adversely affect the life of the tire. The ultimate goal is to run the lowest possible inflation pressure needed to carry the maximum axle load that the tire will see.
Austin Fisher, field engineer with Firestone Ag Tires, says for farmers that worry about shortening the life of that tire, moving the inflation rates around, he said, stop and think about technology today. He said the tire carcass today is able to withstand lower inflation pressure and still hold up to the load. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning still in the red ink. Numbers are next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology.
Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
On Friday, barrel cheese was up a nickel at 248.5. 40-pound block cheese, though, dropped a half to 227.5. Double A butter was up 4.5 at 313 a pound. The fluid milk for October that goes into cheese currently up 6 at 2408. December corn, November beans, and December wheat all currently trading lower. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today. Highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday. 86 Friday.
Right now, it's 58.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
as the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
And pretty stupid sometimes.
Yes.
You know, really, really dumb sometimes.
92.7 WMDX, it's 634, it's 65 degrees. Yeah. Maybe. And maybe. Highs will get up to about 89 later today.
We should just have a good old-fashioned thermometer in the windowsill here.
I would love that. It would be great. That, I'd like it. You'd have to climb up the, you know.
Maybe we can lower outside. It down from the roof.
That's a good idea. Sure. Why not? This portion of the John and Gordy Show is actually sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better or dream bigger. Or you could dream better and sleep bigger. Either way works. On a handcrafted, locally made mattress, you can find them on Madison's East or West Side or online at Verlo.com. That's Verlo.com. That's Verlo.com.
Say it with me.
Verlo.com.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Jot it down. Don't forget it.
Don't forget
it. I don't think we're ever going to forget it now. I don't think I'm going to ever forget it now. Right.
You made it in your sleep.
Just from hearing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I have already forgotten what we said. All right.
Idiocracy.
Have you gone back in time like cut 150?
Yeah.
You check that out. Okay. We're going to have a little segment here that we used to play all the time. We haven't done it for a little while here. It's make us say the darndest things.
Oh, I love this segment. Right.
So,
John, you gave me over 20 cuts today. I can't find 150. Give me a second.
Okay. Well, 150 is probably from last month.
Oh, that made it up. You're throwing me tricks, huh?
Yeah, I am throwing you a little curveball on that.
Do we have it? He's got it.
All right. Cool.
Play it, Sam. Play it again, Sam.
What ways did he make your life specifically better while he was president?
Trump made this country great again. I truly believe Trump made this country great again. And at the foundations that this country stood for, Trump made this country great again.
But I'm asking for specific, right? What about what Trump did made the country great again?
I mean, Trump wrote me a nice check. What can I say?
During the pandemic?
During the pandemic.
I
wrote you a bigger one.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I would say during the pandemic.
Tell me about that. Explain plandemic.
Well, I mean, we all know COVID. You know, this whole thing was orchestrated. Chinese trying to veto Trump out of office. I'm looking at you. And, you know, we're not stupid.
No.
So be that as it may, and I'm not a scientist. I don't know that part. But you know, Biden wrote a bigger check than Trump to support you during the pandemic. His administration did. What is it about Trump's check that was sweeter?
He had his personal autograph on there. I tell you what.
God.
That did it for me.
That's cult.
That did it.
That's cult.
What
stuff.
If Trump could be my dad?
Well, you go on nicer
you know
trips,
he isn't?
Probably.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Hey.
Sounds a little like the tagline on our Idiocracy.
It does.
Open. You know, just that guy could be there. And I just love it, you know. You really get a taste, the flavor of what this country is going through right now. And you hear what that one party is thinking.
Yep.
And it is the MAGA party.
That's it.
Replace the Republican Party, and now you have people that talk like that. All right, sounds cool. And then we have, of course, a vice presidential candidate on that side of the aisle, J.D. Vance.
J.D.
And he says that Trump's peace plan for Ukraine is to let Russia keep all of Ukraine territory they've already currently occupied. Well, let's listen to this. It's cut 85, J.D. Vance.
What does a peaceful settlement look like? And what it probably looks like is something like the current line of demarcation between Russia and Ukraine. That becomes like a demilitarized zone. It's heavily fortified so the Russians don't invade again. Ukraine remains its independent sovereignty. Russia gets the guarantee of neutrality from Ukraine. It doesn't join NATO. It doesn't join, you know, some of these sort of allied institutions. And I think that's ultimately what this looks like.
Yeah, that's what a great plan. And that's a winning plan, to give Isn't up it? Territory to Russia.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Just give it away.
But at least, you know, there'll be peace in the world. At least it's another little checkoff for a promise that Trump is making, that peace will come to the globe.
He just makes it sound so easy, you know. As soon
well,
as
it
he's
is
elected.
That easy.
Yeah, sure.
A little bit later on, we're going to find out just how easy it is to increase the amount of water going to California. I can't wait to examine that one.
Oh, I heard
all right,
about this.
Geez, this is unbelievable.
That's great.
You know, when he gets on the golf course, and this is where he made these comments on his golf course, overlooking the ocean, and you know, he just feels free out there, where he can say almost anything he wants.
Well, I wonder if he feels as free now since this other assassination attempt he had yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday or day before? Can't remember. But anyway, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another attempt.
Well, we're going to probably see more of it as they talk about arming themselves against the government.
Right.
So if you don't like what the government's doing, and that could be somebody running for the government, they're going to use their rifles and their guns to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's pushing. That's what they're pushing. That's not a good idea. But anyway, we're going to see probably more of this as time moves on. Anyway, let's get to...
I'm just looking. They're updating the FBI. The FBI, of course, is investigating the second assassination attempt. And they're talking about it right now on CNN. They're debating whether it was at the fifth hole or the sixth hole on the golf course. So, well, he was kind of in between. Okay. Really, does it matter? Does that matter?
And does he get a mulligan?
Does he get a mulligan?
All right.
That's it, too.
Well, let's get
did he stop playing or did he play through? You know, could he go around?
I think he complained that, you know, these interruptions keep getting in the way of his game.
That's too bad.
Yeah. He's just now he's having fun with it because at a time when he's dipping in the popularity polls, this happens and brings him right back into the conversation.
Yep.
And now we're just going to sit here and talk about this ad nauseum, probably more so than the actual attempt of his life, an actual attempt.
Right.
This is just a gun in the bushes.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's get to something that we did skip on this program. It is Russian propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mega friend in Milwaukee, I mentioned this to him. Well, you know, they caught all these people getting paid by Russian television to pass their message along to the American public disguised as, you know, agitated megas. So that happened. I have the recordings. He said, oh, this Russian thing, can you guys stop focusing on Russia? You know, for him, it is just ignore Russia, okay?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, per the Justice Department and other sources, Tenet Media, bankrollers of prominent pro-Russia commentators such as Laura Southern, Tim Pool, and Dave Rubin, along with Benny Johnson, are alleged to have received millions from Russian state media to spread pro-Russian propaganda. Millions, by the way, for just one simple broadcast. What is the difference between this and the Russian state TV? Nothing. Tim Pool's wincing and banging the table over how evil Ukraine is a hit. And you got to check this out. I have a little recording of this cut 45.
Okay.
This is psychotic. Ukraine is the enemy of this country. Ukraine is our enemy, being funded by the Democrats. I will stress this again. One of the greatest enemies of our nation right now is Ukraine. They are expanding this war. Now, don't get me wrong. I know you've got criminal elements of the U.S. government pushing them and guiding them and telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Ukraine is now accused, a German warrant issued for blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline.
Oh, my.
Triggering this conflict.
See?
Ukraine is the greatest threat to this nation and to the world.
Okay.
And that is directly from Russian TV and Russian propagandists.
Hmm.
And it doesn't sound like it, does it?
No.
No, it sounds right off the cuff.
Yeah.
But he got millions for just saying that, for having this one broadcast.
And that's what they've been doing on the internet.
They have
been
doing that.
They've been hiring these influencers to,
Get out there and do this.
Go with this, or, you know, we're going to spend a lot of money on your website or whatever.
Yeah.
Your streaming site. And just say these things.
Tim Pool.
Tim Pool.
You'd think, you know, this guy would be hauled off to prison or something for being a spy. But that's not happening.
Doesn't work
like
that.
Not in this country. And that's just in the movies, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, let's get to jobs, okay? We have a little cut here. This was put together by the Harris-Walz campaign a little while back. And what they're doing is they're comparing Trump's jobs and corporate failures with, you know, the successes. And this is cut 16. And let's listen to it.
All right.
If I'm elected, you won't lose one plant. You'll have plants coming into this country. You're going to have jobs again. You won't lose one plant. I promise you that.
The $10 billion Foxconn investment in an LCD plant in Racine County that never arrived. That land remains mostly empty.
Those jobs have left Ohio. They're all coming back. They're all coming back.
A large American factory stopped production today after more than half a century. 1,600 workers at the General Motors plant in Lordstown, Ohio are affected by this.
It's hard to even fathom that I'm not going to be coming back tomorrow.
No more empty factories that sit there and rot.
Operations at GM's Warren Transmission Plant end today.
All the people that are left inside know this is their last shift here.
And that is the failure. All the promises that Trump gave during the 2016 election, failures.
Yeah.
Now, he was able to kind of tout, you know, doing all this stuff, going into office. And then all these things happened, and everybody withdrew, and people lost their jobs during his time in office. But yet, and the good thing about Trump is that he can ballyhoo and tout how wonderful his administration is, even when it's collapsing and jobs are leaving this country. He can say it, and people believe it because he said it.
What do they believe about Foxconn now?
Yeah. Come
on, that was a big deal, right?
He
was there with a golden shovel, you know, shoveling out dirt for 30 seconds for the photo op. All those jobs were coming. Everything was in place. It completely fell apart.
And we were just talking about this this other attempt now on Trump's life.
Right.
But, you know, in the first attempt, nothing says tragedy more like a bloodied bobblehead of Trump. Let's listen to cut 11.
On July 13th, a tragic event shook the nation. An assassination attempt was made on the life of President Donald Trump. This hand-painted bobblehead serves as a reminder of the bravery shown by Trump as he proudly lifted his fist into the air. Show your support for the best president we've ever had. Order your Keep Fighting bobblehead today, exclusively from Proud Patriots.
Good heavens. Yeah. I mean, where does it end?
It doesn't. This just keeps going on. What a mess, right?
A bloodied bobblehead.
Yeah. Now, they probably have slave labor in China making these things.
Yeah.
They have somebody at a table.
Yeah.
Adding their little paintbrush blood to the side of this bobblehead.
Jeez. Off of the ear. Yeah.
Now, I don't know why. I thought you were going to start collecting the Trump paraphernalia that they've been putting out there.
Well, there's so much.
Create a Trump room in your lower level.
Trump trophy room.
You really don't have a lot down there right now.
No.
So this is something you could certainly work on.
Well, all of his stuff is too pricey. I'm waiting for the big discounts. When he loses, I figure there'll be, you know, discounted prices.
Yes.
Find them in resale stores.
Well, these are like offers on TV, right?
Well,
shouldn't they be in that little on TV, offers on TV aisle in Menards?
Yeah. That's where they
or Walmart.
End up out at...
but we're not seeing them there.
Any resale
gold
shop.
Coins,
no.
You know.
That's crazy. It's the bloodied bobblehead.
Yes, the bloodied bobblehead. Now, I wanted to play something else, but we just don't have time for it right now. Right. But it's... But I can bring this up. I can't bring this up. This is a natural
okay.
cut. This is an actual explanation for something I was just going to touch on very briefly here.
Well, that's all right.
But it's in regards to registrations
going
way up.
Okay. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, go for the green and gold. Our contest is going to launch after 7 o'clock right here on the John and Gordy Show for this Monday on 92.7 WMDX.
You're
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should... Well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said, the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Oh, yeah.
Fired up.
It's that time again. What does it mean? Going round and round and round and round, just like the fool on the hill.
6:51, and our high today around 89 degrees. So what do we have in media world today, John?
Well, today we're going to talk about some Lego figurines. How about that?
Oh, huh? Boy, Legos.
Yep. Soon, brewer enthusiasts may be able to buy Lego replicas of the team's five famous racing sausages.
Five.
As Bernie Brewer.
Oh,
so
okay.
All of those figurines may be available from Lego in the not-too-distant future. It all depends on you, my friends. Former Milwaukee resident, Army veteran and 61-time marathon runner Todd Elliott recently designed and rendered Lego models of Bernie, bratwurst, Polish sausage, Italian sausage, hot dog, and chorizo using the Lego building software Studio by Bricklink. Now, you can get Studio by Bricklink, and then you can make up your own characters, your own whatever it is you want to create, a building, whatever. And then send it off and have Lego take a look at it.
Okay.
Here's the process of creating the other sausages. It was simpler because they used a similar template, just different colors and accessories for each character. Hmm. It will be up to Lego whether the six figurines will come as a set or be sold separately. Each figurine, get this.
Okay.
Then it isn't just one of those little, you know, Lego people. Mm-hmm. This is actually something you have to construct. Each one of these figurines comes with about 500 Lego bricks. That's a lot.
Every sausage has
500 Lego bricks.
What?
And is about 9 inches high and four inches wide. Yes.
500? Wow.
500 Lego bricks. So if you have a Lego account, you can use that and log in, or you can create an account, log in, and then vote for the racing sausage figurines that were put together. Mm-hmm. And if it gets enough votes, and then Lego takes a look at that and then looks at the votes, they may approve having these sausages.
Yeah.
As a product on their shelves at
Legoland. Did either of you guys ever play with Legos with your kids?
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The kids, yes.
We're members of Legoland and everything. We've been down to Illinois,
wow.
Schaumburg.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's a tight security down there, by the way.
Did you hear that story the other day about that kid that put a Lego up his nose?
Yes, and then found it, what?
Like 30 11, years later.
30 years later.
It was lodged up there. Oh, surprise.
We know that they don't mold at that point.
Yeah, what prompted to like get it out? How did he find out it was still up there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
had some sinus, probably some sinus problems. Couldn't blow his nose, or maybe he just sneezed really hard and came flying out.
Or maybe he just remembered. I remember inhaling one of those or sticking one up my nose and
when
never
I was
came
4
up.
Years old. Yeah,
wonder what happened to that.
And plus, Legos, you don't want to, when your kids are little, you don't want to get up in the middle of the night and you're walking across their room or something. And
Stepping on Lego figurines. Oh, my God. I know. I've done that. Been there.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's awful.
But it is fun to play with them. Now, if you want to, check this out, I think you can go there. I have the entire web address, which is a little long. But I think if you go to https://... ideas.lego.com.
Okay.
It's ideas.lego.com/projects.
John, you can just Google Brewers Lego and it'll come up, right?
I don't know. Does it?
It does. Yeah, I'm looking at the sausage plans right now. They've got all of them here. They're pretty cool.
Well, that's fantastic. Good. It makes it easy.
Okay, great.
So I don't have to include 1EB386D8-31BF-4E8B-.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're highly technical.
That'll get you right where you want to go.
Yep, exactly. Sure. All right. Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad you checked. All right. How about this?
Okay.
This is
What else is
this
media
is really
world?
Important stuff.
Yeah.
Real ID was on track to go into effect on May 7th, 2025, but it is looking like full enforcement won't take effect until 2027.
Wait, what is Real ID?
Real ID, it's an act that was signed back in 2005, means that the U.S. residents over 18 eventually will have to present a Real ID enhanced driver's license or a passport or other federally approved identification documents to fly, even from state to state, especially going across the border like to Canada or Mexico. So you have to have Real ID?
I don't know what you're.
If you have a driver's license from like the past 10 years.
Oh, yeah, I just got my.
Yes.
I just got it updated, in fact. So, yeah, it's
you
got
had
all
to
kinds
show
of
a birth certificate. Had to show proof of all these things. That's why this, this real act where you have to show your birth certificate and make sure that you show that you're a citizen is so ridiculous and redundant.
Right.
We already do that with Real ID.
Exactly.
So anyway, they're going to put a little delay on Real ID until 2027. The delay comes in the form of a new proposal from the TSA that would give travelers more time to get their paperwork up to date and ready to go. Under the new proposal, travelers will be encouraged to have their real IDs by 2025. Blah, 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 blah.
How much time do these people need? They signed the act in 2005.
I know. So extending to 2 more years or 3 more years is ridiculous, right?
In short,
I'm going to try to sum this up. Okay. The Department of Homeland Security is anticipating that a lot of people will be applying for real IDs at the last minute.
No kidding.
And that's why they're delaying it.
Kick the can down the road.
And
nobody
an influx
cares.
Of people without That's real stupid. IDs showing up at airports and attempting to fly could cause delays and security issues at the airport, so they want to just delay it all.
Good to know. Wow.
So isn't this going to happen again in 2027?
I guess. Right?
This doesn't delay anything.
Yeah. It's nuts. You know what else is in media world? Did you watch the Emmy Awards last night?
Yes, I did.
What about this comedy series that won the whole thing, Hacks? I don't know anything about Hacks.
I don't either.
I know. I've never even heard of it. And they won an Emmy for Best Comedy Series.
What nation is
I don't know.
Hit in?
I know nothing about that.
Yeah. Might be a British comedy. I don't know.
Another media news item we'll have to investigate.
Guess we'll have to ask our computer one of these times.
Okay. It is 6:58 coming up. We've got our green and gold contest about to launch and a whole lot more in the John and Gordy Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.